Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is a short segment. Long segment's coming up, and I want Dr. that's joining us right now, Shiva Adure, running for Senate in Massachusetts, to get into the body, get into the mechanisms, get into the studies, get into the facts. This is known, okay? It's like saying you need oxygen to live. It's known. You need food to live. Why? It has nutrients. And you don't get the nutrients. If all you got was white bread and water, you'd die of the cold or flu in 6 months. I mean, something that came by you wouldn't even feel, you're dead. That's why one way the British used to kill people in concentration camps, they actually invented them and used them against the Irish, used them against the Scots 400 years ago, first against the Scots. Then they called them concentration camps by the middle of the 18th century. The U.S. Army adopted that with Native Americans. I'm not bashing the British. I mean, I got a Welsh name, but what I'm getting here is, they wouldn't kill you. They just put you out there and feed you bread and water. And Andrew Jackson's mother and brother died in a British concentration camp. What was it, South Carolina, when he was 12. That's why he didn't like the British too much. The point is, that's how you kill somebody, is you just don't give them nutrients, and then they just die. Doc, get into your campaign. Now, that is important. Tell us about that. Spend a few minutes on that. We lost his audio. Can we turn it on for him? I can't tell what you said, Mike. We're going to have to troubleshoot it, Doc. We got a technical problem. This happens more and more. Gremlins have attacked the equipment. And, well, maybe he turned his mic off. Oh, fantastic. Hey, Doc, tell us about your Senate campaign.
Yeah, so one of the things I wanted to say was, you know, I grew up as an untouchable in India. I don't know if you know India as a caste system. In the 1960s, one of the political leaders in India realized that the so-called people the elite said were dumb to keep them down was because they were just dumb. He figured out that they weren't getting enough protein, Alex. So he created a program where people could get protein, and you suddenly saw these so-called dumb people immediately get very, very nutrified and you know, start excelling. So nutrition and intelligence, nutrition and your future is closely linked. So, you know, when I'm running for Senate here, one of the core things that's bringing up so many people from the grassroots is that we're leading with health, Alex, and that is blowing away the establishment here because they don't want to talk about health. They actually want to keep people weak. So we have this huge growth of people, grassroots, lots of women, lots of mothers who don't want their kids to be, you know, forced vaccinated or coming to our movement. Very different than the last campaign when we ran against Elizabeth Warren. But one of the key things, we need to get on the ballot, Alex, and we've been getting signatures. The other guys don't have a grassroots movement, so they're trying to shut us down from collecting signatures. So we're going online, Alex. So anyone from Massachusetts, anyone listening to your show right now, Alex, who knows people in Massachusetts, tell them to go to Shiva for Senate, and we've created it. We've used, you know, technology that I've created. They just click a button as they go into, if you can show on the screen, you know, get a signature nomination form sent to you, and we will mail them the nomination form. They sign it with a self-addressed envelope if you click right there, and then they can send it to us, and then we get a certified signature. We made it really, really easy, Alex.
And that's Shiva 4, the number 4, Senate.com.
Number4senate.com, and they literally go, and it's for Massachusetts residents or anyone listening. If you know your friends or family in Massachusetts, tell them to go there, fill it out. We'll mail it to them. It's quite expensive for us to get it out, but we make it easy with all the nonsense the fascist state of Massachusetts is doing to stop guys like me from getting on the ballot. Meanwhile, they're making sure the Joe Kennedys and the other guys, because they're paying for their nomination signatures. But bottom line, Alex, the opportunity in Massachusetts is to be the tip of the spear.
Even if you don't win, most people that come from the grassroots have to run 3 or 4 times before they win. You're all over TV. You're all over everywhere bombing them with this information. And these stations, TV stations and things, if they have the other candidates on, have to have you on. You're a great guest, and you're kicking ass. And so keeping you in the field is another critical part of the resistance. But I want you to go back to what you were talking about. When we come back, we'll do 2 more segments on nutrition and how they're using this as the total control arm of the globalist. And, again, how elites throughout history actually called these slaves, the little people, because generationally they'd starve them. That wasn't just in India, folks. Every country, every nation had the untouchables.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Does amazing research, has a lot of big successful companies. I'm not going to go over all of his bio or industry awards and the commercial products that he's developed. He's running for Senate in Massachusetts, really the heart of the Harvard globalist mafia. But if he just joined us, he briefly got into India and the caste system. And if you look at that, you've got this lower caste that, you know, handles, you know, things that are seen as unclean or whatever. And that was how the establishment basically divided and conquered civilization. So when the British showed up, it was very easy for them to take control because they also had their caste system. And if you go back to ancient England or places like France, they actually, the nobles would call the little villagers the little people. That's because they were always kept on very small pieces of property in the more oppressive feudal systems. And if you had a dog, for say, herding the noble sheep, part of its paw would be cut off so he couldn't chase the king's deer. You weren't even allowed to have a dog that could hunt. And you weren't allowed to have a knife that had a point on it. You would get a square knife. And so they would keep people at starvation level. You'd be executed in ancient England, under the Norman. If you got caught with a rabbit, you'd kill, because that's the king's land. And so you're kept looking at all this game and all this food, and you're killed if you're caught eating it. And you can read manuscripts of some of the more corrupt noblemen saying, you know, we don't want to feed them too much. We don't want them to get uppity. We want to control them. Well, in India, that was a codified system. And he was bringing up, and he can repeat it, Dr. Shiva here, getting into this, how in India they were calling the untouchables, you know, idiots, because they were just wandering around like zombies. Because why do the environmentalists not want us to have protein and want us to have meat and the rest of it? Because it's known that when humans started eating that, our heads got bigger, we got smarter, we got stronger, when we became more like predators instead of prey. And so somebody that's not getting protein acts like a dumb bunny rabbit instead of a tiger. And I'm not knocking folks that are vegetarian. You just got to eat a lot of beans and rice to get that. But people that eat meat, it's a weapon system. It's got hormones in it. It's got everything in it. And it's how they control the untouchables was keeping them at zombie level. Well, if you look at McDonald's, that Bill Gates owns part of, and Monsanto, they admit diet injections, injunctions, as Bertrand Russell said, one of the top liberals, you know, philosophers, they would dumb down our diet and take away high protein, because it's known. You start, that there's manuscripts in the Romans would say, you feed slaves red meat, you're going to get an uprising. So they fed them like oatmeal, okay? And that's, so they know how to manage people. Tigers eat meat. Bunny rabbits eat grass. And so you look at India, oh, you know, don't eat your meat. Okay, whatever. You get, they said, wasn't high IQ. It's that mothers that breastfeed 20, 30 points higher than their children because that's what your mother made. That's the fat your brain grows on. Well, look at the formulas. They've caught the UN with these approved formula programs. All these millions of kids die. It's not even enough protein for them. They die. So that is a system of untouchables. So we'll do as many seconds as we need to here, Doc, because you got me really going here today. I don't want to get into how people can defend their immune system and boost it, you know, with your whole MIT background doctorate on that and your major companies that study that. But get into your own Indian-American experience of that.
Yeah, so look, Alex, the bottom line is, the use of food or the lack of giving food to people and the nutrient density that you gave was always a methodology of control, and people have always had to fight for health. And it's not
something. Some stations didn't carry that segment. So explain the caste system. That's fascinating. Well, and how they weren't giving the untouchables food.
And we have a caste system here, but the caste system in India was on the top of it were the priesthood. You know, what you would call the academics of today, right? The Faucis and the people who are always there, regardless of presidents come and going. The next level was the kings, right? Today we call them politicians, presidents. So you notice Fauci's always there, presidents come and go, and now he's advising Trump. Before he was advising Reagan. The next level below that was the warriors, right? Because the kings unleashed the warriors to go fight. And today we have the military. And below that were the business folks. And below that were the Shudras, the untouchables, who basically did all the you know, low level work. So those people, as we just shared, were kept in very, very moderate conditions, very low conditions, so they would not rise up. And what we have today is the same model here. We want to diminish people's health so we don't rise up and fight for our freedom, so we don't get the truth we deserve, and from truth we get freedom. So they create this very horrible feedback process that we actively keep people suppressed with bad food. So if you look at the United States, 54% of people today, kids have autoimmune disorders. One out of five kids have a mental issue, right? Some mental issue going on. And the reality is, when you look at the immune system that we're talking about right now, we actively suppress people's immune systems. And instead of addressing boosting them, which frankly they don't want to do, the goal is to use the people who have suppressed immune systems to drive them to more vaccines, more pharma drugs. And the goal is to take most of humanity and take them to that process. So from a scientific standpoint, Alex, my entire life, you know, the company I run called Cytosol that came out of my research at MIT, we're actually able to model at the molecular level the mechanisms and actually prove why certain things work, irrespective of their fake science or them trying to discount it. And that's what I do. And we're actually helping people understand at the molecular level to put down these fake scientists. So, for example, we talked about the power of vitamin D. Why is vitamin D powerful in this case? Vitamin D really empowers us to enable the creation of cathelicidins. Cathelicidins are something that empower the body to go and knock out the surface membrane of viruses and bacteria, etc. Most doctors don't even know about this. Alex, ask them, what is a cathelicidin? They won't know it. Vitamin D creates these cathelicidins. It's a fuel. So you undernourish the body with vitamin D, you make the body more prone to viruses, period. So in the letter I wrote to Trump, I said, look, take all those people who have COVID-19, take those people who are immunocompromised, give them high dosage vitamin D in one shot, 50,000 IUs for 2 days, and give them 400,000 IUs of vitamin A for 2 days. Why vitamin A? Well, vitamin A, as you look at the molecular pathways, vitamin A gets created from your thyroid when you get all the great carotenoid foods, the rich greens, the dark green and purple foods, and your body makes vitamin A. And you know what that vitamin A does, Alex? It creates beautiful scaffolds, beautiful cytokeratins, so the viruses can come in. That's number one. Iodine, you've talked about it. Iodine, you need both. That's what supports the thyroid to make vitamin A. Now, all of this that we're saying is not some BS. And what the real BS, the immune system is weak, that the only way out of it is vaccines, and chemicals. So that's why they have a problem right now, Alex, because you're looking at a guy who's got 4 degrees from MIT's PhD in biological engineering, is a Fulbright scholar, and I'm the guy who was invited by the National Science Foundation just 4 months ago to give the lecture on the modern immune system. So this is why we need to go boldly and expose Fauci, Gates, Zuckerberg, the Clintons, because what we're witnessing right here is a destruction of science.
And, Doctor, you're on fire. Let me stop you in the next segment. I want to get into this. You sure. said this yesterday. That's why I wanted you back on, and I hope you'll come on pretty much every day with Owen and other shows. I know you've been coming on a lot and laying this out for people because you said they're losing. Big Pharma, every statistic shows, is not trusted. The doctors, as you said, even the UN's own videos, they say doctors are turning against us on the vaccines. They see what it's doing. The head vaccine doctor at the World Health Organization, we already played that clip. So when we come back, we'll get into all this with you. But I want people to understand something, that this is real. And so here he is giving these lectures. He's respected at MIT. I mean, I don't just have guests on. I looked into him. Everything he's saying is true. This guy invented email, folks. But there's a lot of people like him, too. And they're pissed. And they know that if they speak up, they'll be shut down. This guy has his own company. This guy's wealthy. He is doing it because he understands that we're all going to be turned into this slave class. And he's already broken out of that. He wants us all to break out with him. And that's what this is about, realizing they're trying to make us all slaves, trying to turn us all against each other, trying to make us all fight over what color we are, while they are poisoning every damn one of us and don't want us to perform or be successful. Because Bill Gates is a coward and a little chicken neck nobody. He can't compete with hundreds of millions of people like Dr. Shiva Ayurvedic or Alex Jones or you. Those guys can't deal with us. They know that they're suppressing everyone because every time they don't get to run the system the way they want to. Well, guess what, jerks? You're not running anything anymore. The people are. The revolution is now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Instagram or Twitter, 99% of the comments are devastatingly vicious and see right through him and what he's doing. And the people are now going and researching how he heads up these big tax-free foundations that literally funded Hitler. And it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And it's funny that Dr. Shiva Aryaray, who's a very respected MIT-trained scientist, and breaking all this down brings up India, because if you look at Iran, that means Aryan, and that's some of the groups that went into that area and then took over parts of India, and it was a caste system on how light-skinned you were, and that's why Hitler chose to say, we are the Aryans, and that's the caste system over in India, is the Aryans down that he was just talking about, and that Hitler got massive support in many of those areas in World War II, because this is the elitism of kings and the priest class, that they're the priest class and you're below them. It doesn't matter if you were in ancient Germany or ancient England or ancient China or ancient India or ancient the Aztecs. Same crap, folks. It's these same priesthoods that do this over and over again. And they're not their guardians of humanity. Every time they take over, they run things in the ground. They always show up, take over, kill the Golden Age, ruin everything. And they starve people. And now they're starving us of sunshine and family and relationships. And it's a very evil thing they're involved in, because they were losing control. And this is their attempt to get control. And they're saying, we want world government. We want forced inoculations. They're saying families are bad. Groups together spread things. This is so alien, so anti-human. I know, and you said this, Shishi, I know you agree, I'm not putting words in your mouth, that this is a response to them losing control. Can you elaborate on that and then talk about how we break out of the caste system?
Yeah, so look, if you go back 6 months before this coronavirus fear-mongering hit, what was going on? You had massive protests in Hong Kong. Even in Wuhan 6 months ago, in the place where this virus was supposedly first found, you had people protesting anti-pollution protests, Alex. In France, remember all those protests? Venezuela protests. And then you had the election of two very big populist leaders, Donald Trump in the United States and Narendra Modi in India. This event, the global elite never wanted to occur. So you have massive growth uprisings of anti-establishment uprisings. That's what was taking place. And in the United States.
And don't forget Brazil. Don't forget everywhere. That they admit the New World Order is in trouble.
Exactly. The New World. And in the United States, we had the rise of the anti-vaxxer medical freedom movement. In New Jersey, when I got involved, I led one of the most militant protests saying we need to go on the ground and build a movement versus these so-called anti-vax leaders like Bobby Kennedy and this guy Big Tree, who were telling people to negotiate with legislators. So the globalists always stick their not-so-obvious establishment leaders who are actually suppressing these movements. And in New Jersey,
yeah, absolutely. It's clear that Bobby Kennedy is loyal opposition. He's leading.
Well, And he talks with his accent, I'm against Big Pharma, but the guy endorsed Hillary Clinton three times, who's vaccine queen. And then he came here and endorsed Joe Kennedy, who wants to support vaccine mandates. So that's what they do. They have their controlled opposition, which is the goal is to control people, but never let the movements unleash themselves bottoms up, as though you need a Hollywood celebrity or you need some Botox people to control these movements.
This is 1943. We've taken most of France. We're about to go into Germany. This is Zeb Dietrich and the Battle of the Bulge. This is Hitler's final counteroffensive.
Exactly.
They're losing.
Exactly. So what's fundamentally happening here, Alex, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, what's fundamentally happening here is we see the uprising of people, basically the little weasels like Bill Gates, the weasels like Zuckerberg, and the controlled opposite there telling people to go on the ground. And that's why we won in New Jersey. We won in January 6th, 13th, we stopped one of the vaccine bills. Well, isn't it interesting? Right after that, coronavirus fear-mongering comes out. You suddenly see this explosive thing. So what we're looking at is that people are starting to rise up. People like myself, credentialed people, can expose these guys. People like you've been doing it for years, we're starting to join forces. This scares the bejesus out of them. Because what we're talking about is we're going right at them and we can articulate this very properly. For example, we put out a petition which says Fire Fauci, hashtag Fire Fauci. It started trending, and we have nearly 40, 50,000 people, Alex, if we show it, who've signed up for this. Nearly 5% of those people, we nearly have 2,000 to 3,000 medical doctors. If you scroll down, you'll see we put up a little bit right there. You see 44,000 people have signed up, Alex. Now, he has some of his fans trying to make him the sexiest man on People magazine, and it's a ridiculous campaign to put him out there as a Hollywood celebrity. They've only had, I think, 10,000 signatures. Okay? So what you're talking about is this group, which is interconnected with academia and Hollywood, is trying to unleash its fear to control us.
And they literally want to lock us up on our houses, and Cuomo and others are saying it never goes back to normal. You never have freedom again. This is beyond Stalin, Hitler, or Mao. This is ridiculous.
It's freaking crazy. What's going on? One of the things is let's talk about right now how horrible what they're doing. Let's take the people who are seriously immunocompromised and critically ill. What are they doing to those people? Well, their lungs are being filled up with fluid from the cytokine storm, which is a compromised immune system attacking itself. Instead of giving those people high dose IV vitamin C, proven over and over and over again,
multiple studies. Well, they admit, even in the Wall Street Journal, people are dying like the Spanish flu from the autoimmune issue. They don't need more air in their lungs. They need to have some Benadryl, basically. I mean, this is crazy.
Exactly. Benadryl, vitamin C, antiviral, high dose. It has to be high dose. We got to go to the 15, 20 milligrams.
I'm not a MIT doctor like you are, but that's in the mainline history that the most deadly flus don't kill you with the virus. It's the body's autoimmune response.
Exactly.
Like a bee sting, and that's what's doing this. These people are just like somebody with a bee sting. They can't breathe. And then exactly. Instead of like giving them Benadryl or vitamin C, they just go, oh, we'll cram a ventilator down your throat, and that ruins your lungs even worse.
Right. So what's really sick, and that's why I think people are getting this, because most people work with their hands.
By the way, you're not just saying this. Doctors in New York that treat hundreds of patients are saying this.
Exactly. They're seeing people get hypoxia. They said this looks like a guy got dropped on top of a mountain. So the bottom line is they don't know how to handle the critically care because it's about money making.
I know that if somebody's having an autoimmune response, you give them Benadryl and vitamin C. Why the hell don't these doctors know that?
Alex, that's a question, because their education is big pharma education. These doctors have golden handcuffs. They're basically victims of a medical biopharma educational model. It's not about nutrition. It's not about seeing the body as a system.
Now, we see all over the news that you only do what the World Health Organization says. It tells you what to do. And we have the videos of the World Health Organization saying, we've never studied vaccines. We don't know what to do with any of this. We're just told by Bill Gates what to do. And Bill Gates is a psychotic eugenicist. Listen, Dr. Shiva, you've got to come back. Shiva4Senate.com. We love you. I'm going to get on this bandwagon. I was going to say fire Fauci today and have an emergency message to the president, so I'm going to jump on that bandwagon.
He should be fired. These guys should be indicted and thrown in jail for crimes against humanity. And it's time we have a revolution in this country. It's the only way forward.
I think Dr. Shiva needs an InfoWars show. He's amazing. God bless you, brother. We appreciate you. All right, I'm going to hit all the news when we come back. And I got the globalists breathing down my neck. I'll tell you about that when we come back. I'll be home with Jesus before they ever figure it out.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Oh, here she comes. She's a free world wrecker. deep state, the eugenicists, not even caring about that. He predicted the exact architecture of this globalist operation, because they pre-planned it all. We watched them build it. We warned the people. And now you think things are bad. This is only the beginning. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to get you to move. Just like your house is on fire. You're in a trance and I'm your neighbor. I see fire shooting out the top floor. And I look through and see it sitting on your couch. In a trance, I'm going to go knock on the door. I'm going to bang. If you don't get up, I'm going to knock it down. I'm going to come in and say, hey, your house is on fire. There's smoke pouring in here. Where are your children? There are too many people. My children need to die. Humans are bad. Humans are bad. That's what we're all taught. So we've seen first the Hollywood actors and then the religious yogis of India have come out, and just all the establishment, and said humans are the problem. We deserve COVID-19. We're bad. Well, here it is. Pope says pandemic could be nature's revenge for ignoring climate change. Not God's revenge, nature, because he's an occultist. He's a globalist. He's a pedophile, ringleader, and protector. So that's just some of the news we've got there. But let me go ahead and respond to this, because I know the Democratic Party and George Soros and all those other globalists have their minions tuned in. So let me go ahead and cover what they want me to cover. Coming under attack personally does not upset me. I mean, one day if they grab me and put me in a straitjacket and take me out to a field and shoot me in the back of the head, I expect something like that because I've been in this fight so long and I committed to that a long time ago and my commitments are real. Doesn't mean I enjoy those commitments. I really enjoy them. Because in this universe, that's the only currency that counts, is being real and doing what you say you're going to do, doing the best job you can to be an honorable person. And so that's why in all their attacks, in all their constructed frauds, they always say that I'm not for real and I'm a scammer and I'm a fraud. And I'm a fake, and I'm an actor, and all this stuff that everybody knows isn't true. You see, the academics know the globalists have a plan to sterilize you through vaccines and give you cancer. They just know they lose their jobs when they do that. But still, I've had dinner with and camped out with and visited with a lot of famous academics that aren't like Dr. Shiva, who we had on earlier, who's a prestigious scientist. He's willing to fight. They just run. But they told me all this. They told me how right I was 20 years ago. Well, I'm not going to just run to the countryside and hope I can live on a few more decades and get left alone. I'm going to organize humans to fight this. So let's cover the facts right here. You saw Media Matters, George Soros, a month ago, put an edited tape out of context where I was talking about how the NanoSilver company we use has patented FDA-approved over-the-counter sale of a wound gel that's sold in all major stores and that we're private labeling. American Biotech Labs. And they edited that together falsely. That's what they do, to say that I said it cures coronavirus or treats it. I never said that. I said that if you put a silver molecule of a certain type up against bacteria and viruses, that it attacks them. That doesn't mean it gets into your lungs and saves you once something's already going on there. And it wasn't the intent to say that. But I believe even the way the laws are written, it's unconstitutional. If I want to say that, I should be able to say that. But Big Pharma, with all their deadly vaccines and all their drugs and a quarter million people, the CDC admits, much higher, die each year from drug overdoses that are prescribed or medical malpractice. So it's probably way higher. I mean, I've got a lot of family died when they went in for a surgery and they died of an infection. How many people you know like that? And the vaccine makers have this multi-billion dollar fund every year that's secret since 1986 that pays out to the vaccine damage, and they go on the news and say it's, so these guys are monsters. And now they're trying to tell the president he can't promote zinc. You're the president. You keep your mouth shut. Don't say what studies show. Don't say what medical doctors say. Shut up. And he's like, yes, I'm sorry. I mean, because it's the new medical tyranny. We have to bow down to them because Bill and Melinda Gates fund them. And Bill and Melinda Gates are, you know, saying they openly want to kill the population. So I get this letter from the New York AG, and it says, if you are misrepresenting this as a case, that a few of your shows might have been interpreted as such, you shouldn't say this cures or treats it. We go, well, we don't think it cures or treats it, and here's what we've said, and we sent them all the stuff. I'm like, oh, thanks a lot. Thank you. We're closing this case for now. Then I see the Attorney General of New York saying, Jones is still saying he cures it all, and we're going to get him if he doesn't stop. And I'm just like, a couple weeks ago, I go, this is over. Let's just stop selling this, even though it's in all the stores, because they keep misrepresenting. And I don't want people thinking that we have the cure to something because they're saying it through a straw man they built. And so yesterday morning, we're writing a letter to the New York Attorney General saying, you know what, we're going to stop selling this because you keep saying that we're saying it cures things. And we're asking you to stop misrepresenting us and saying that. Email comes in from the FDA. It's coordinating with the Soros-funded Attorney General there on record. And they say, quit saying you have a drug that treats and cures things, which we didn't say. And, by the way, take these YouTube videos down that aren't on my YouTube channel. They don't even know how that works. Okay? Some edited Media Matters. How about Media Matters takes the video down? If it's so evil, the edited video. Well, then how about, Soros leaves this up. He's an actual Nazi collaborator, so he can do whatever he wants. And so they run these headlines all over the country, ABC, News, everywhere. Jones caught selling fake corona cures and scams. InfoWars founder Alex Jones must stop selling fake coronavirus silver cures. FDA says, where do I say cure? Where do I? Nowhere. They just make this up. Feds warn Alex Jones to stop hawking coronavirus scams. Daily Beast, they first put it out. FDA warns Alex Jones to stop promoting false coronavirus cures. Where did I say that? Nowhere. They just make that up. The FDA doesn't say that either in the letter. FDA warns Alex Jones about misbranded coronavirus cures. Did not say that. And it goes on and on. Thousands of articles, folks. Thousands. Just, they republish them. Think about the crime that the mainstream media commits when they sit there and say, we have a cure to something. We never said that. You know, I'm stopping selling this while I prepare with lawyers to sue the media. And I have to sue over this because people can't say things in my name and then say I'm a fraudster. I have to sue these groups because I have to at least challenge it in court so that they're not misrepresenting me and lying like this. But that's a whole other issue. This ties in everybody. I'm going to show you when we come back that, I mean, I said this on air. I guess the FDA and others didn't listen. We have the FDA approval letter right here for what we're selling. Yeah, I'm going to show it to you when we come back. So they think I'm...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to open the phones up and get you a ton of news. People being dragged from buses who are coughing, crowds attacking people as the divide and conquer, as the mind control works really good. Yeah, I'm Alex Jones, your host. So, another big national news story yesterday. Alex Jones refuses to stop selling coronavirus fake cures. never said that. They have no video. None of it's true. But they have the New York Attorney General, might be a sock puppet of George Soros, but he put her in there on record. She swore to take down Trump, all of it, saying, I order you to stop selling these cures, fake cures. Well, then you actually get the letter. It doesn't say that. It says, well, these might be misconstrued, what you said here. And there we go. You're right. We'll put a bigger disclaimer up and do this and that. And then the FDA, who they're tattling to, filled with globalists. They don't care about the fentanyl out of China or the fact that almost all the drugs out of China are tainted and poisonous. But that's all fine. It's like Apple's got slave camps and 3 million Uyghurs and concentration camps. Well, Timko's gay, so that's all right. I mean, like, oh, well, I mean, death camps are cool. just don't give anybody, you know, any antibacterial. I mean, this is insane. So why do you think I'd go on air and say the wound gel that this company has is sold over the counter all over the country and has an FDA letter that authorizes them to do so, okay? So they went along with that. That's why I went with a company that's got a bunch of these approvals and sells stuff to hospitals. I'm like, let me get the best. Let me get who's approved. Because you go to Whole Foods or Amazon, all Jeff Bezos, or any other major grocery store, it's everywhere. CVS puts up their own line of silvers. And they've got approval. So I'm on air when they start attacking me about this, going, hey, I'm using one of the biggest firms in the U.S. The military buys it. Hospitals buy it. I've got all the letters. And they then turn around and say that I have a cure for this. Didn't say that, but that's how they operate in the media. So let's go over this. Here's the letter from the FDA. And they tell me, we may raid you, we may take you over, we may do all this because, you know, Media Matters says so. And then you go to Amazon. Amazon itself sells and their merchants sell hundreds of these, including dozens that are private labeled and American Biotech Labs that calls it Immune Boost Nanosilver. But, see, Alex Jones can't do that. HEB can, Piggly Wiggly's can, Walgreens can, Walmart can, but Alex, and when Alex Jones does it, he actually goes on air and says, oh, let me show you the congressional record and the FDA letter. And I guess that's what pisses them off, is that they attack me saying I'm making this up, that silver is an antibacterial, antiviral, that's a fact. The Pentagon, before the Pentagon existed, the Department of War, you know, back in the Civil War said that. But the point is, even if I was wrong, don't I have free speech? But again, they put in your mouth something. I don't want my listeners thinking if they get an immune gargle or toothpaste from us that they can't get sick. That's a load of crap. I've been saying, according to medical doctors we have on, to boost your immunity and defend against this, vitamin D3. Zinc, things like that. But see, they just ignore that and just edit it together to misrepresent because I'm the bad guy, because I'm exposing the forced inoculations, the world government, Bill Gates behind this, the fact that I'm going to put a biological chip into you now. It's all being announced. And the fact that we have so much credibility, they want us off air. They want us arrested. So let me show you what's been sent to the FDA, what was sent to the New York Attorney General, because the law says if you've got science to back it up, well, then you can make that claim. I didn't even make the claim, they said. But I said, here's what I said. I said point blank range, to quote. It's in their letter. Well, I mean, if you put a virus in a fire at point blank range, goes without. I was saying the problem is you can't get that in your lungs and things. It's a topical, and that's what it's for. So let's go over it. Here's Department of the Army. Okay. Saying they tested it 2007, did a great job. Headquarters, United States Special Operations Command. Texas A&M, talking about it, specifically says anthrax, botulism, plagues, hospital strep, SARS. And it says in here corona, not this particular mutation. So I'm just like, oh, look, see, I've got, okay. Now, here's the actual letter. FDA approves new prescription wound dressing gel. Both the prescription and the over-the-counter, same company, 2009, November 17th. Here's the 510K summary, okay? This is the FDA letter. This is one of the only companies that actually did this. They're like up here saying, I'm making claims I didn't make. And they're saying that it's unapproved when almost no one even has something. We're private labeling them, and I have the letter I made them give us 5 years ago. I'm like, okay, you got an FDA letter? I want that. Nobody else does that. Jeff Bezos did Whole Foods, doesn't do that when he's selling 30-something brands. I just sent the crew there to get it. Look at this. CVS, HEB, Walmart. That whole bag in there from Whole Foods, it was almost all sold out. By the way, that's CVS brand, folks. Antimicrobial silver wound gel. I guess they need to get SWAT team today, right? Microbial means viruses and bacteria. This is what's insane about all this, but it doesn't matter. Because the globalists are pissed that I actually care about people. And that I'm promoting products that are great. So they're going to misrepresent and do that. Let's continue. Here's the 510K summary. All notarized, everything else from the FDA, both the prescription and their over-the-counter. By the way, we don't sell this anymore because I'm going to sue all these people. I'm doing what they want, and I don't blame the FDA. It's the media. It's BuzzFeed. It's the Washington Post. It's all of them lying about what I said and saying I just pulled this out of my ass when they saw the shows and saw me showing all this. They're trying to put me in prison, folks. You think you'd want to know this, right? And again, didn't say it cures coronavirus, didn't say it treats virus. It says it kills bacteria and viruses. And this is after the Pentagon tested it in the field and after A&M did 2014, 6 years ago. Here's the congressional hearing, Subcommittee on Africa, Global Human Rights, and International Rule. Operations, Committee on International Relations, House Representatives, and you go to page 40-something, and it's the company I get this from. They just private label it. I've got the letter from them saying I can private label it and say that right here. Look at this. Congressional record on what it does. And the virus is by name. Oh, let me continue. Oh, here, how about some big university studies? Here, let's show some of those. And this is what they're saying. I'm not saying this. I mean, if this is some snake oil, man, this is some snake oil. I mean, you know, you open a bottle, the snakes jump out. By the way, that's a joke. You don't need Snopes to fact check it. Human time exposure study of oral dose commercial silver nanoparticles. That's all these studies finding, according to studies, that these nanoparticles don't give you any silver toxicity, and that's how they got the FDA to approve it for sale. And by the way, this company led the way since they got this approved. CVS, Walmart, HEB, they've all got their own ones now. And they're good products, by the way. In fact, that's why I'm not even needed. Fine. You know what? You win. I'm out of silver. Mine's great. You can get it everywhere. We win. Everybody's got it. Everybody knows. We've got the new antibiotic. It's the ancient one. It's helping people. That's what matters. I love it. Yeah, we popularized it in the last 25 years. Yeah, sure. And we won, too, because we're going to win on every damn front. I feel good that I can go down to any store I want now, and I can get this for myself and my family. But I'll get you what you want. Okay, hey, not selling anymore. The bad man. Say goodnight to the bad man. And it just goes on. Look at all these studies, folks. Look at all these studies. I mean, it's incredible. And that's the ones the FDA looked at. So not for this current thing. But we do fund ourselves with the products you buy, books, T-shirts, films, all caps, and yeah, super high-quality vitamin, mineral fusion, back in stock 50% off the Real Red Pill Plus, with the preglinone as well. Got a bunch of zinc in it. So good. InfoWarsStore.com. X3 that has the triiodine, all three types, 60% off during the crisis, even though it's going to sell out before we get more in a couple months. We'll sell it in a week or so, but we don't get more for months. I sell things that win. I sell things people like. You know, that's how relationships work. You don't get married, you better love the woman. I sell the truth.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.